TKPN Pension Cast episode 193. Today on the Pension Cast, we're getting ready for Mrs. International this coming weekend. So we have Mrs. International 2008, Lane Berry is our guest here on the Pension Cast.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Hi, I'm Allie Zeitler, your Miss Wisconsin Galaxy 2009, and you are listening to Pageant Cast, the internet's first podcast about beauty pageants. Here's your host, Tim Kretschmann.
Hey, thanks. Thanks so much for the great introduction. I'm so excited about today's show, because we're just about to go on our own very special trip to Chicago for the international pageants. They will be the following 2 weeks. I'm going to be out there. I don't know what we're going to do with next Tuesday's show at this point. It depends what we can all get put together. I do have a brand new recording studio. I got a lot of stuff all set up, ready to go. So we're looking forward to perhaps being able to put together my first ever on the road entire 30-minute show. We'll see if that happens. That would be very interesting to me, if nobody else, if we can get that to work. So I'm very excited about trying to get this all put together. Now, a few things about our program. Of course, we will be in Chicago. For folks that are in the Chicago area and want to hook up, I'm actually going to be there Wednesday night. I'm going to get there. I'm just basically going to sleep. And then Thursday, I'm going to be there all day. And we are going to be there through a Sunday, which Sunday I am going to be racing back to Milwaukee to try to get everything put up on the site if I can't get it done any other way. We'll find out what's going on. Also, today's show is being recorded in advance, so I am not going to be able to have any of the Galaxy pageant results on today's show or US Beauties. So I do apologize for that. We will put those out on the website as soon as I have them. And we wish all those ladies a fantastic time. I know they're going to have a great time, and we wish them all the best. Today on the show, we have Lane Berry. She's Mrs. International 2008. Now, I know she's been interviewed on a number of other shows before, including an excellent interview. You might want to look for Valerie Hayes' program that you definitely would want to check out. A great, great show. But we think we have something to offer as well here on today's show, so make sure you listen to the whole thing. And I'll have a few surprises coming up in today's program as well. So stay tuned here to the Pageant Cast. Let's get things going today on the Pageant Cast.
TKPNPodcast.com. You've got mail.
I received an email from Miss International Jana Altman, and I'd like to read from it for you. Dear friends and family, as you know, this past year I've served as Miss International 2008. It has been an incredible, amazing year with a number of wonderful opportunities to work with several organizations promoting my program, I Can, Inspiring Confidence and Abilities Now. I am thankful to the many opportunities I have had as Miss International and to showcase some of the work I have done. I have created a year-in-review video for you to preview and give you a snapshot in my life this past year. You can find that video on YouTube or on PageantCast. We did put it out on our website. Continuing with her email, in 2 weeks, I will crown my successor. Many have asked, are you sad to give up your title? To this I say, quote, when you have been blessed to do the level of work I have done for the past year and a half, since becoming Miss Missouri International, before Miss International, I am glad to pass on this title. I have had an incredible journey, traveling over 150,000 miles and assisting in raising more than $12 million in various charities dedicated to focusing on abilities rather than a disability. Plus, I am excited to pass on this opportunity to another deserving woman and see how much further she can promote her cause and passion. End of quote. I can't wait to see what's in store next. It's signed, Jaina Altman, Miss International 2008. Congratulations, Jaina. You've had a wonderful year, and you've been a fantastic representative of the international pension system.
It's time for another great interview on the TKPN Podcasting Network.
You're listening to the Pageant Cast, and on the phone with us today, we have Lane Berry. She's Mrs. International 2008. Hello, Lane.
Hi, Tim. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for coming on the phone. Now, where are we calling you tonight?
Actually, you've caught me at home in Conway, Arkansas, which is a rare treat these days.
Well, I was going to ask you about that because the last time I saw you, you were at the Illinois International Pageant. I've been checking out your blog, and it doesn't seem like you're sleeping at home all that often. You just came back from, I believe, Washington, D.C. Didn't you do some lobbying or something there?
Yes, we were very, very, very fortunate and very blessed to get to participate in National Lobby Day for the American Heart Association in Washington, D.C. I came home from D.C., was home one night, and headed right back out to be a keynote speaker in another state at the Go Red for Women Luncheon, and I leave in 4 days to be the keynote speaker in another state at a Go Red for Women Luncheon. So that's been my life this last year.
A lot of luncheons, it sounds like.
Yes, well, that is really kind of the Go Red for Women prototype, the way that they spread the message. They started these luncheons in 2004, and they started small, and there were just a few occurring in a few cities around the nation, and now it's a nationwide movement. It's fantastic to get to be involved.
Now, for those that are not familiar, what is Go Red all about?
Go Red for Women is the American Heart Association's educational campaign for women, specifically geared toward women, to teach them the dangers that they face from coronary artery disease, which is the nation's leading killer of women. It kills almost 500,000 women every single year. So they launched it in 2004, and like I said, it's grown to a huge, huge, huge campaign, including millions of women across the nation. Fantastic.
Now, coronary artery disease, is that one disease? Is it a number of diseases that are all similar, or is it one thing? How does that all work?
That is the big umbrella diagnosis, I guess, that covers literally hundreds of diseases that you might be familiar with. Stroke, heart attack, Wolf Parkinson White, which I suffer from, any disease of the coronary arteries is covered under CAD. We hear about heart attack. That's what we most commonly think of as heart disease.
Right.
But there are hundreds of diseases that fall under that umbrella.
Okay. Well, I think I understand that a little bit more. Now, Go Red, I believe, is it Macy's, or which department store is involved with Go Red?
Yes, Macy's is our largest corporate sponsor, along with Merck Pharmaceutical. So they, many, many events at which I have been this year, they have also been. So it's been great to get to know some of the corporate leadership for those two organizations.
Well, I've noticed a lot of good Go Red stuff this past year. In fact, iWin.com, which has a lot of games and video games and stuff, actually had a Go Red game that people could play. Did you know about
fabulous.
That one?
I did not know, and I know I win. I can't believe I didn't see that.
Yeah, it was up just during the big push week, and it was basically Jewel Quest with red shirts. And,
with
you know,
Go Red.
And,
well, that
and
tells
hearts.
You why I didn't see it. Yeah, I was in New York City that week doing a huge Go Red event, doing the national casting call. So I was without my internet that week, so I didn't get to see that game. I'll try to catch it next year when my schedule's not so crazy.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, and quite frankly, I am very proud of you, because if I had to go an entire week without internet, I'd probably be missing hair. I would be a total mess.
I did have a few withdrawal symptoms at the beginning of the year, but it's gotten a little easier, Tim, as the years progress.
Now, I have to ask you, because you've been flying all over to these appearances, you're usually flying, right?
Right.
Okay. So you would be the person to ask, how do you pack for all this stuff?
That is one skill that I've really developed over the year. It used to take me hours to pack for a trip. Okay. I can pack for a week-long trip in about 30 minutes, and I've gotten it down to one bag less than 50 pounds. So I think after I give up my title, I may actually give classes on packing.
Well, let's hear some tips now. Now, come on. For our listeners, what are some of the best tips? Now, sometimes I've seen you in absolutely fabulous gowns. You don't let those monkeys run around in the... And baggage handling deal with those, do you?
I hate to admit, Joey Rutherford is going to be angry to hear me say that I do, in fact, pack my gown in my suitcase.
Oh, my God.
Hotels come with steamers and irons, so you can fold it up in there, pull it out, and get it fresh and ready to go when you get to your destination. But, you know, the biggest thing I've learned, Tim, is not to pack superfluous items. You don't need 4 outfits for each day. Okay. You know, I don't need 32 different curling irons. One will suffice. I've really just learned to really pack only what I need, because when I travel alone. I don't have somebody to lift the suitcase for me. So if it's too heavy, I'm just out of luck.
I'm down to one curling iron too. You know,
good. So. I'm glad to hear that.
I'm down to 3 computers as well.
See, that's how I keep it light, Tim. No computer, I'm telling you.
No computer. You travel without a computer. How can you do that?
I know, it's crazy, isn't it? Well, if Kevin is home, my husband is home, and he needs the computer, the laptop. He uses it for work, so I can't very well say, I need it to shop on eBay while I'm in Washington, D.C. So I leave it with him. Now, when he travels with me, we bring it along, and I can upload photos and go ahead and blog from there. But if he's here, he gets to keep it.
Hey, that's great. Hey, we're going to take our first break, and we'd like you to hold on there, Lane, and we'll be back with more with Lane Berry. She's Mrs. International 2008 in just a moment.
It's pageant season, and the pageant cast is getting on the road again. I'm traveling to Chicago, Illinois, well, Skokie, during the Teen Miss and Mrs. International pageants on the weekends of July 17th and 18th and July 23rd through 25th. We hope to record lots of interviews and maybe do another live show that weekend, so keep an eye on thepageantcast.com for details. More than anything, though, we want to connect with you, the listeners of the Pageant Cast. If you live or are planning to visit the Chicago area during the international pageants, come over and say hi. You can call me at 414-517-4908 to find out exactly where I'll be, and we can try to meet up. Hope to see you in Chicago the last 2 weekends of July for the international pageants.
Leave voicemail and comments for Tim and the Pageant Cast. Call 414-517-4908 and let Tim know what you think of the show. This is Sherry Jenkins, Mrs. Pennsylvania International 2009, wishing you Tiara Dreams.
Get your TiVos and VCRs ready. It's Pageants on Television.
One of our contributors to the news website, Allison, and of course I got this same information, that Miss America's Outstanding Teen is going to be webcast. And that'll be webcast next month, August 15th, 2009. What you'll need to go to is entertainment.com. That's enter and then teen, like a teenager, ment.com. There is a note, obviously. You can click on all the links that we have out on our website. I think it's absolutely fantastic that somebody's finally doing this with one of the major pageants. Obviously, there have been a number of state pageants that have been doing webcasts, and I've been saying, you know, guys, don't make this a secret. You should probably tell people that it's going on. I love that Miss America's Outstanding Teen is the first really coming out and saying, yes, we're going to be a webcast, and you can check us out. I think entertainment is probably the perfect network for this particular event. But folks, this is the wave of the future. And if you can't get a TV deal, there are a lot of new streaming video sites that you could be partnering with. And I think this is absolutely fantastic news. The show is going to be coming live from Orlando, Florida. And they are going to have Miss America, Katie Stamm, as one of the MCs, and Todd Newton, and a guest performance by American Idol's Jasmine Murray, all going to be a part of that broadcast. It's going to be great, and I hope that you can all take part as we see Taylor Fitch give up her crown. Our PodSafe musical selection is one that you may have heard out there in the PodSafe universe before. It's called Push. It's from the beginnings of PodSafe music, and you can find it at music.mevio.com. It's from Brother Love. Here's Push. No, he says it much better. Let's try this. Push.
You're listening to the Pageant Cast, and we have a special guest on the phone with us. We have Sherry Wimberly. She is the author of the Pageant U books, the Ultimate Beauty Pageant Notebook, and the Ultimate Pageant Snapbook. Hello, Sherry.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you? It's been a while since we last talked.
It has.
At that time, it was the website on Pageant People.
Right.
And now you have some books that you have written. Tell us a little bit about the Pageant Notebook.
Well, the Pageant Notebook is a book that I wrote. It's kind of a preparation book. It's an organizational book to to get you started when you're preparing for a pageant.
And what I've noticed, I have it here in front of me. In fact, that's me flipping through the pages right there. I've noticed what it's really good at is it has a little bit of description. Here's what you should do, and then it gives you blanks for you to write into. So a lot of young ladies going into beauty pageants don't even know the right questions that they should be asking of their director or what have you. And this kind of lays it all out for them that they know what they should ask about fitness wear. You know, what are those rules and that sort of thing. And even a sample sponsorship cover letter is in here to help you figure that out. So very helpful in that regard.
Yeah. You know, I don't think that when you're first signing up and getting into a pageant, especially for first-timers, you don't always know what to expect. And even if you're a veteran and you've done pageants before, every system can be different. Every pageant director can be different, and the requirements can be different. So I thought that it was important that you kind of lay all that out ahead of time, and then it's right there for you. Or even if you're competing in more than one system at once, you know, and you want to keep everything straight, you know, what's going on.
Yeah, and I also noticed a snapbook. Now, the snapbook is more like a scrapbook type of item. And we had spoken before our interview, and you said it's really good for people for during their downtime at their pageant, that they can put down some of their memories, right?
Right, and I thought of the snapbook looking back to my own days of competing. I used to sit in the hotel rooms with the other girls during pageant week, and, you know, we would chat it up and sign each other's program books. And now when I go through my old souvenirs, my program books are all written on and marked up, and kind of wish that I had, you know, I kind of wish I had, gee, what if I had an autograph book or a scrapbook of something that I could have kept those memories, and that's where I came up with the idea for the snapbook.
Yeah, and there's plenty of room for autographs in here and lots of your notes. Now, if somebody is interested in the snapbook or the notebook, how can they go about getting it?
Well, we are available on a couple of online stores. We're with Amazon.com, and we're also with Target.com, and we also have an e-store. And if you happen to have a coupon, then you would want to use our e-store and click the purple Buy Now button.
Okay. And the e-store, is there a website available there?
Yeah. If you just go to www.pageantu.com, you'll be able to just, when you see order, you just click on the order now, and it'll take you to our e-store.
Okay, and Pageant U, it isn't Y-O-U like you and me, it's U like university, just the letter U. Fantastic.
Yeah.
And we're going to put links to all of that. I've got the Amazon book page actually bookmarked on my computer, so I will pass all those links along to our listeners so that they can quickly and easily order it. And a relatively inexpensive price point for these books compared to a lot of pageant books I've seen.
Yes, and I wanted to keep it that way also, because when I was competing, I used to buy myself a notebook and create a notebook for each pageant. And so we wanted to keep the price point low just in case you wanted to get a notebook every time you compete.
Absolutely. And they're wonderfully laid out. And I would think if you buy it again and again for each different pageant, you'd really get used to how it's all organized here in the snapbook and the notebook. So, Cherry, thanks so much for making some time for us today and telling us about the Pageant U Snapbook and the Ultimate Beauty Pageant Notebook. And I guess my last question for you tonight is, what's next for you?
I don't know. I'm kind of focusing right now on just getting the word out about these books. There is actually one thing that's in the works, and this is kind of top secret, because in a couple of months we are going to be releasing the kids pageant notebook just for kids. So it's going to be a little bit different than the other books, you know, because it's a whole different ballgame. But anybody who knows anybody in kids pageants, we're going to be coming out with that. And also, I want to tell you that for your listeners, I'm going to be sending you a code for 15% off in our e-store.
15% off? That's an outstanding value. We really appreciate that, and we'll pass it along in our show notes as well. So you'll have to check out the show notes at pageantcast.com, because I do know these sound files find their way all over the place, and people don't always know where those show notes are. So fantastic. Thanks so much for making the time tonight, and wish you all the best.
Thank you, Tim. It was great talking to you.
Great talking to you.
You can be part of our 30 and 30 contest, courtesy of Gladys Magazine. Andrew Patrick Forte, the publisher of Gladys Magazine, is offering 30 issues of Gladys Magazine. And we're going to be picking one name every day for 30 days, starting July 10th and ending August 8th, 2009.
Let's go!
I've been lucky enough to be one of the contributors for this latest issue of Gladys Magazine, relaying my trip to North Carolina International Pageant, but there are a lot of great articles about beauty pageants and so much, much more. You can join in on all the fun by entering in our contest. Go to pageantcast.com and click on the contest tab. Again, that's pageantcast.com and the contest tab. We've begun the Gladys Magazine 30 in 30 contest. Now, you can find out all the rules out on our website, but basically, if you're already entered in the Pageant Cast contest, you're already entered for 30 in 30. What we do is your entries are all put into a random database. Those entries are in play until you win. If you enter multiple times, for the 30 and 30 contest, you will only be allowed to win once during the 30 and 30. However, future contests, you'll still be in play for those. All we do is we go to random.org, we create a random number, and we match that to the database. Now, once you have been won, that entry does go out. So if you win in this and you want to be involved in future contests, you will need to register again. Okay, that's all very exciting. I am going to tell you about our first winner, and we'll have more winners on our next program. But I do want to congratulate Sammy Cessna of Altoona, Pennsylvania. Congratulations.
Wow!
You won the first, number one, in our 30 in 30. You won an issue of Gladys Magazine, and it's coming out to you real soon. Again, we'll be picking a new winner for a Gladys Magazine every day at about 7 p.m. We'll be putting out the post with the new winner, so you'll want to check it out every day at the Pageant Cast. eMusic.com is the number one site for independent music. They have 3.2 million tracks for you to choose from, and the tracks work on your iPod, on your Zune, on any MP3 player. eMusic is the only major digital music service giving your music in the universally accepted MP3 format. That's the most popular and versatile digital file format. If you can hear this show, you can use eMusic on whatever you're listening to this show on. And you can burn them to CDs, whatever you want to do, it's your music. Try that with music off some of the other services out there, and the FBI will be knocking on your door. Now, we have a very special promotion for you, the Pageant Cast listeners. Use the link on our Pageant Cast website to sign up for immediate access to over 3 million songs. You can preview the service for 14 days and download 35 free songs. You can cancel at any point, and you will not be billed. Any MP3s you download are yours, just for trying eMusic. You can go to eMusic.com/pageant, and you will get the 14-day free trial with 35 free song downloads. Episode 200 is coming soon of the Pageant Cast, and we would like you, that's right, you, to be a big part of that program. Send in your telephone calls now at 414-517-4908. That's 414-517-4908. If you give us a congratulations on your 200th episode, we will save it and we will play it for the 200th episode of the Pageant Cast. We hope to hear from you. That's 414-517-4908.
You're listening to the Pageant Cast, and we have Lane Berry. She's Mrs. International 2008 on the phone with us today. Now, you had actually recorded a very great interview with Valerie Hayes, our friend over at Pageant Talk International, and you spoke extensively about your pageant preparation and what you did to get your crown. Now, I'm going to ask you different questions, because if people want to know about the pageant preparation, nobody's going to beat Valerie. I'm not even going to try to compete with her. But I do want to ask you, what have been the differences, and you've had a little bit more time now too, what have been some of the differences that you've noticed since you've put on the crown? Are people treating you different, or?
I just don't think you can ever really anticipate what it's going to be like to actually be the title holder. And I laugh with Valerie. Valerie will tell you this. When I was young, and I know a lot of title holders say this, but for me it was so incredibly true. I was one of those. I had big pop bottle glasses and bad hair and bad skin and was very skinny and just not at all anybody that in the, you know, 7th, 8th, 9th grade you would have looked at and thought would ever participate in any pageant, much less the one the caliber of Mrs. International. So it's still very difficult for me to see myself the way that I think other people look at you when you're wearing the banner Mrs. International. So it really is constantly a surprise for me the way that people do react to you and the way they do treat you. But it's been a real blessing all year long.
Now, who do you get the biggest reaction from? Is it little girls or
Well, of course, little girls love a crown, and right. I love it when they say, "Is that a real crown?" And I always tell them, "Yes, it's a real crown. They're not real diamonds, but it's a real crown. I worked hard for it." But you would have loved to have been a fly on the wall, Tim, in Washington, D.C. We actually went into a special hearing on national security, and of course, there's a panel of senators sitting across the front, and they're doing this incredibly important hearing. And it ran like a ripple in water. Who is that? Who is that? Who is that? When I walked in. And then we couldn't stay for the whole hearing. We had to go ahead and leave to attend another meeting. And they sent a page out to ask who I was, to ask what Mrs. International meant, asked me to come back in to have some question and answer time. So that was stunning to have people at that level handling that sort of business, that interested in who I was.
Well, that's great. What has been your favorite appearance this year?
You know, I knew at some point I was going to get that question, truly, and I have been trying to decide that.
Oh, I'll help you out, the Pageant Cast. I'll help you out, the Pageant Cast.
Absolutely. Talking to you.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you. Valerie, I'll kill. Well, hold on. Let me cut that out. I'll send it over to Valerie.
No, seriously,
what is your favorite appearance been? Or what type of appearance has been the most fun for you?
Well, I'll give you two, because they're two very different. I think to go to Washington, D.C. and lobby at the national level and to meet with our senators was the most powerful appearance that I've had. That's something that I've worked for 10 years to get to achieve with the American Heart Association. So it was kind of the penultimate accomplishment with my platform. So that was very moving and very special. But probably just the most fun that I've had, and I've had so many that are fun, it's hard to narrow it down, but Leslie Nardini, who is the director of the Oregon International Pageant, hosted me in Oregon, and I'd never been to the Pacific Northwest. It's a beautiful part of the country. She was an incredible hostess, and I just had such a good time with her that I think that might still be my most fun appearance that I've had.
Now, do you find appearances, after you've done as many as you have this year, are they becoming work, or is it always fun?
It's always fun, and I think the reason that it's always fun is I tell myself it's 364 days. So I want to relish every moment, because I may have done 50 appearances, but for whomever I'm appearing, they've only seen me once. So I need to be having just as much fun and experiencing it in just the same way that I did that first appearance. And honestly, Tim, it's been easy.
Okay. Now, Lane, I'm going to be seeing you in Chicago in July. And I need to ask, are we going to have security to help get that crown off your head?
You know, it's a possibility. No. I will be ready. It will be very sad. Bittersweet is the right word. Everybody says it's bittersweet.
Oh,
it's bittersweet.
Everybody says true. Bittersweet. Yeah.
It is so true. I am ready. I'm ready now. I mean, I know it's coming. I'm preparing. I'm writing my farewell address. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to see who that next title holder is going to be. It will be also, though, very difficult in many ways to go back to just normal life and not have the travel schedule and not have these incredible opportunities lined up one right after the other. So, no, I will freely give it over to him, I promise. Okay.
So what does life after the crown look like for you?
Normalcy. I am ready. I told someone the other day I'm so excited about doing things like sleeping in late on Saturday and gardening. You know, those are the little pleasures that get put on the back burner in your year as a title holder.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of sleeping in myself. That's great. Hey, we're just about out of time, Lane. Anything you'd like to say to our listeners before I let you go?
Oh, just that an opportunity like being Mrs. International or a state international title holder or a title holder of any kind is such a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Just relish every single moment. Don't begrudge any event, any appearance, or any time spent because it will never come again.
All right. Well, I'm not going to try to beat that. Yeah, particularly somebody that can use the word penultimate right into her normal speech patterns. thanks so much, Lane. Lane Berry, Mrs. International 2008. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tim.
Let's go to the news desk of the Pageant Cast Tadler. You can find all of these news stories on our news desk at pageantcast.com.
The new Mrs. Oregon America 2009 is Joelle Rankins Goodwin, and she invites you to Kevlar and crowns. It's at the U.S. Army's Women's Museum. They're mounting a 6-week temporary exhibit. They'll highlight the fact that today's most capable soldier wears both high heels and combat boots. This week on the Pageant Cast, the website of the week was Purple Passion. You can check it out. It's one of those blogspot locations. It's at www.cgriner-purplepassion.blogspot.com. Even easier, just click on the link that we have in the show notes, and you can find out more about Alzheimer's syndrome. North Carolina International 2009 Dream Girl Austin Bittner is out and about. She has, four or five different things that she's going to be doing in the month of July, including she'll be at the National American Miss Pageant in Greenville, South Carolina this week. Also doing a Make-A-Wish fundraiser, Run For Your Life appearance. She'll be at the Little Miss North Carolina pageant and a Make-A-Wish Foundation Putting On A Wish, all coming up in the month of July. Congratulations! I'd like to thank Jack Peterson, who put out a wonderful note out on our news blog about the Queens of USA, which was held in Branson, Missouri. It's a glitz pageant, and everyone had wonderful clothes and looked beautiful. You can check out the entire article out at news.pageantcast.com. Search for Queens of the USA pageant. We'd like to give a shout out to Deborah Gilmore. She's one of our correspondents here on the Pageant Cast, if you check out news.pageantcast.com. But recently she was at a U.S. post office and her identity was stolen. Her purse got taken away from her, and you can read that entire story at her blogspot at deborahgilmore.blogspot.com. Now, Deborah is very alert and always looking for identity theft. It's one of her passions, is to combat identity theft. So even if you're forever vigilant, you can still be a victim of this terrible crime. I'd also like to recommend folks that there are a number of great tips that she gives out on her blog about this event, and you should read the whole thing. But also, you should check out our sister podcast, PoliceOnTheScene.com. It's called Police on the Scene with a Crime Prevention Lean. It's a fantastic 3-minute show once a week, and we tell you about scams that are going on, ways to avoid identity theft, safety tips, all sorts of great things. You should check it out at PoliceOnTheScene.com. I want to mention the Oklahoma International Pageants. They have their first issue of its new online magazine, and I have to tell you, this is a really cool online magazine. It's called The Journey. You can check it out. You can go to the Mrs. Oklahoma Pageant.blogspot.com. They have a link there, or you can go to their regular website, but you have to check it out. It's called The Journey, and I think you're really going to love this new online magazine. It's time to get on the road again, and the Pageant Cast is traveling next to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, during the Beauties of America pageant from August 13th through the 16th, and we hope to do another live show that weekend, so keep an eye on pageantcast.com for details. More than anything, though, we want to connect with you, the listeners of the Pageant Cast. If you live or are planning to visit the Myrtle Beach, South Carolina area during the Beauties of America National Pageant, come over and say hi, or give me a call on the pageant phone at 414-517-4908 that week, and we'll try to set something so that we can meet. Hope to see you in Myrtle Beach on August 13th through the 16th at the Beauties of America Pageants.
Remember to point your podcatcher to thepageantcast.com and catch the Pageant Cast. This is Stephanie Dauphinball, Ms. Illinois Galaxy 2009, wishing you Tierra dreams.
And now the Pageant Cast announces a few results that we found from our news desk. Well, I know I said at the beginning of the show that I would not have the Galaxy Pageant results. Well, I do have them. And I have them right here in my hand. So, let's take a look at this. For Miss Teen Galaxy from the UK, Emma McInnes is our new Miss Teen Galaxy for 2009. For Miss Galaxy, also from the UK, Hayley Mack is our 2009 Miss Galaxy. Our Ms. Galaxy 2009 is good friend of the show, Stephanie Dauphinbaugh. Stephanie, congratulations. And our Mrs. Galaxy International 2009 is Jennifer Rinaldi, Mrs. Connecticut. Jennifer Rinaldi. So congratulations to all these winners. Of course, of note is that UK took teen and the Miss division. We have been noticing here on the show quite a bit more listenership out of the UK. So this is really a huge step for the UK in the Galaxy system in particular. And Stephanie Dauphinbaugh is the third Illinois contestant to win the Ms. division and Galaxy. There's been Joelle Lacey, Laura Buman, and now Stephanie Dauphinbaugh. So congratulations, Stephanie, for keeping that legacy going. Congratulations to all the participants. I hear it was a beautiful, beautiful pageant, and all the fans of the Galaxy pageants had a great time. All right, now let's get to some other results. We have a result. Miss South Carolina pageant crowns Kelly Annette Sloan. She'll be traveling to Las Vegas in January to compete in the Miss America pageant. America's Touch of Class has new national queens. They did a wonderful job. Miss Teen America's Touch of Class 2009 is Bryn Lewis. Miss America's Touch of Class 2009 is Chrisanne Benetti. Mrs. America's Touch of Class 2009 is Tiffany Dunklin. And America's Touch of Class Woman of the Year 2009 is Sherry Valentino. You can find pictures of all these beautiful ladies on their Facebook group. Christina Keegan is crowned the new Miss Nevada in 2009 on June 27th at the conclusion of the Miss Nevada pageant at the Pioneer Center for the Performing Arts in Reno. Now, Keegan is 23. She's a medical school student, and now she is the beauty queen of note in the state of Nevada. Mrs. California pageant was held, and this is Mrs. California America. Tiffany Ellison crowned Gisela Uffens as the new Mrs. California America 2009 at the Crown Plaza Redondo Beach and Marina Hotel. Gisela is a CEO and founder of Digitels. In addition to management duties, Gisela is the strategic visionary and inventor behind Digitels' product by combining her keen intuition for the needs of families and parents with a business-savvy entrepreneurial spirit. Gisela is the driving factor behind Digitels' innovation. She focuses on products and programs that make parenting easier, as well as enrich the lives of all children. Gisela has been married for 14 years, has three remarkable children, and two dogs. She spends a lot of her free time with her active family, enjoying soccer, football, and cheerleading. We have all this sourced from the Examiner. There, if you go to examiner.com, there's actually a columnist there that's called the Pageant Guy or something like that, and he does a fantastic job bringing great news to everybody. You should probably follow him and his feed.
PageantCast.
Hey, that's it. That's it for this week's PageantCast. So glad that you could join us for a fantastic show, I think. Next week, don't know exactly what we're going to have on the air for you, but we're going to attempt to put together a special Mrs. International post show here on the program. Also, keep an eye, and I'm saying this, I don't know if we're going to be able to do it, got to check some logistics, all sorts of stuff, but keep an eye on the website this week, because I'm going to try to put together a live show. If we can do a live show, I'm doing it. We're going to have that out there. But you have to keep an eye on the pageantcast.com, and we'll put details about that when it occurs. We'll go out on there. And I did just recently test our live capabilities, and some of you have found that out on Facebook, and I hope you enjoyed it. Also, want to invite you all to go check our contest page and enter for a copy of the fabulous Gladys magazine. I think you're going to enjoy it. But if you don't win a copy, don't worry. You don't have to go all over the world to try to get one of these. You can pick it up at any Barnes & Noble across the country. And if you don't know where your closest Barnes & Noble is, go on out to GladysMagazine.com. They have a whole listing of every single bookstore that has it currently. All right. Best way is to subscribe to it. I mean, come on. You know you want to. Okay, we're done with today's show. Looking forward to putting out another great show next week. If you're subscribed, stay subscribed. And if you're not subscribed, subscribe. We're free here on the PageantCast. You just click a few buttons and bada bing, you get the show every week. All right, we're all done. And until next week, Tierra Dreams.
You've been listening to a TKPN production.